This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A Liverpool man says he wants the region of Queens to honor an agreement the municipality made with his father 78 years ago. Arthur Roy's father signed a deal with the old town of Liverpool in 1947 to dig and excavate an open trench over his land off Wolf Street. The town wanted to use it as a stormwater drain. The agreement also said that the town would construct a covered flag drain 115 feet in length over his land. Roy, who now owns the land, says the problem is that the town never finished the work in the first place, and he's been fighting to get the municipality to come back and make it right.
And now the trench is got silt into it, and it's grew up with grass, and it's just a mess. Either the easement agreement is good or not, right? If it's good, come and do what it says on the easement agreement. If it's no good, come and fill it in. They had all these years, 70-some years, running that water down there and not done anything.
Councillors discussed the issue at a recent closed-door in-camera meeting. Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR that the region is willing to replace a crumbling 4-foot culvert on Roy's property.
We're going to put a modern culvert in. It's changed in terms of the standard and the approach to dealing with trenches and ditching and whatnot. I think in 47 they wouldn't have had the same materials available to them in terms of, so we're going to put in a culvert using like today's technologies and today's approach to handling that, like to putting in an appropriate culvert given our requirement for access back there.
The drain cuts through Roy's land. He says he can't easily access the 10 acres, which he uses as pasture for his 3 sheep. He's had to build a small walkway over the ditch to get there.
And you can't take a vehicle over it. So here I have a piece of land that's cut into where I live. It's not much land, but on the other side is 10 acres of land and I can't access it. I have wood over there cut in the pasture. I can't get anything go over because it's not safe to go over.
Christian says the trench on Roy's land is part of a network of stormwater drains and trenches.
We need to make sure that that culvert, like that's safe. It's currently unsafe, and we need to attend to that. We need to make sure that that's a safe passageway across that trench.
In 2021, Roy contacted his local councillor at the time and former mayor Darlene Norman. In a letter to Roy, then CAO Chris McNeil said the municipality would replace the culvert, but that Roy would be responsible for its maintenance because the region had no record of installing the culvert in the first place.
But if they had the 115 feet of flagstone, you wouldn't need a culvert.
The region's current CAO, Willa Thorpe, contacted Roy last week after councillors discussed the issue. She told him the region's plan to replace the culvert. Roy hasn't seen anything in writing yet, and he's waiting to meet with his lawyer this week before deciding what to do. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.